there's certain ways that people, when they bite it and they show it on the news, you laugh. Like when, like, how do you, who gets killed by bees? Anytime they come on the news, they're like, oh yeah, a man was in Austin killed by bees. I just fucking laugh. How do you get killed by bees? If you're walking through the woods, right? And you come near a bush and you hear, just, you know, run away from that bush. Who's going near that bush going, hey, is that bees? Hold on 1 second. Oh, Jesus. Dude, fuck that. I would punch every bee in the face. Bees are not taking me out. I'd be like, yeah, fuck you, bee. All right, bee, come on. Yeah, where's the next bee at? It's a fucking bee. I can understand if it was like killer horses. That's scary shit. Flying through the air, kicking you in the face. That's scary. Fuck bees. Fuck bees. Are like sharks? Did sharks get together and just go, let's start attacking people? That guy in the news again the other day, a couple of days ago, he got bit by like a shark. The shark let him go. He was telling the story. They brought him back to the beach, which is just where he wants to fucking be, anywhere near the ocean again. And the news reporter was like, what happened? Why did the shark attack you? Were you taunting it? Yeah, I go into the sea sometimes just to fuck around with the sharks. I have this thing called a shark rocket, and I shoot it at them, and it really annoys them. And then I just wade there in the water, and they come at me, but I'm really good at eluding them. I know this hip move is something porpoises do, and then I pretend I have a bottleneck, and I stab them in the gills, and it really is effective. He pulled up his shirt, it was like, he had the bite right fucking there. He told the story. He was like, oh, it's like 12 feet long, and I was swimming, and all of a sudden, ow! Oh, no! Right, so this fucking shark, and then she goes, well, how did you get away? He goes, I punched it, and he let me go. Let's recap this. A fucking shark coming through the water. Right, and this guy, hey, the fucking shark goes over to this guy, bites. This guy punches it in the face, and a shark goes, all right! And tell me there is no time in your life you swim faster than when a fucking shark lets you go. You're just like, ah! You're on the beach. Ah! Fucking shark let you go. If you don't get pussy with that story. Wanna see my scar? Yeah, I punched a shark in the face. Tried to swim away, grabbed him, pulled him back. He tried to get away, grabbed him, punched him again. I grabbed him by the big throat. I said, fuck you, shark. I said it. Well, the water was outside. I was like, shark. Because the water was in my mouth. No one wants to drown. Drowning would be the worst, because everyone knows that feeling. That feeling that you get, oh, it's the worst when you think you're drowning. Like during the summer, you know, you're like, you know, at a pool party or something. I'm going to go into the deep end. Watch my dive. Watch my dive. Right? And then you dive in. And the second you get to the bottom, you're like, get me out of here. Where's the surface? And you always come up under the kid on the raft. Oh, oh, Jesus Christ, Timmy. Do not float above me when I'm dying in the abyss. Your son almost killed me with his Daffy Duck raft over here, John. Your son tried to murder me in your pool. Float away from me. Float away. Fire. Has anybody here ever been fully engulfed in fire? It's gotta be so hot. That is way too fucking hot. It's the worst feeling when you burn yourself too. Even a little tiny, you know, sometimes you're making some soup or some oodles and noodles or something, or you're cooking up some crack. And you know, you touch the side of the pot, just to, oh, whoa! That fucking kills. That little thing, you can't take a shower for like 3 weeks. You gotta like hold your hand out because the steam makes you angry. Try to bring your hand in. Ooh! I hate steam. Whoever invented steam sucks. You know what would be the worst? This would be the ultimate worst right here. What if you dove in the pool, and while you were at the bottom of the pool freaking out, somebody poured oil on the surface and lit it on fire? Yeah, then you're like, oh! You're gonna just keep swimming around, feeling for a spot where there's no fucking fire. Then what if you found a circle where there was no fire, but the second you came up, a big dude just punched you in the face? Get back in the fiery water! You don't come out of the fiery water. Cover up that hole with some fire now. Get back in the fiery water.